filed earlier this month, says Willis hired Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, her alleged partner, to prosecute Trump and benefited financially from the relationship in the form of a lavish lavish vacations that the two went on, using funds that his firm received for working the case. Whoa. For the first time since the allegations were made, Willis spoke on the matter at the Bethel AME Church in Atlanta on yesterday. She said they only attacked one. First thing they say, oh, she's going to play the race card now. But no, God, isn't it them that's playing the race card when they only question one? She asked. She's remained mum in public on the relationship with this guy, though she still has neither confirmed nor denied the allegation that was brought against her and Wade, who was involved in bringing an indictment against Trump for election interference. Although she never mentioned Wade by name during the speech, she referred to the man as, quote, a great friend and a great lawyer. When confronted by the report by reporters later in the day, Wade said, leave my fat fanny alone. So there you go. That case may fall apart on its own with all of the craziness that's going on right there. Oh, guess who we have? I wonder if he was able to even find his way to the phone. It's been snowing so badly up there. We have our Eye in the Northern Sky, Angelo Ceresi, joining us. And Angelo, I look at Iowa and I see how cold it is there for the Iowa caucus. But then you're up there in Rochester, New York, and you get all that lake effect snow. How much snow do you have on the ground right now right there?
Six and a half inches, depending on where you live, you know, how the snow belt is.
Yeah.
And this morning I woke up early. It was like 6 degrees, 7 degrees.
Above?
Above, that's it.
Okay.
And right now it's 16 degrees above.
Well, that's a heat spell in comparison to Iowa, where all this caucus voting is going on. So let me ask you this. Do you think Donald Trump, now the governor of Iowa, has endorsed Ron DeSantis? I don't know how much that counts. Ron DeSantis has visited every county in Iowa. He spent more time in Iowa, I think, than any other Republican candidate running. Do you think, or do you have any guesstimate, I guess you I might say, about how this caucus is going to turn out?
I think Ron DeSantis will come in second. Right now, according to the polls, I think or the former president is up by 30 points or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it's going to be, Trump and DeSantis, those two.
Okay.
And Nikki Haley, a distant third.
You think a distant third? The latest poll I saw, but you can't, because this is not a single, you know, it's a collection of people that get together and decide who they like. They talk it out, and then they put their decision down on a piece of paper. I think it's harder to measure, a caucus than it might be. A regular go to the poll and vote in the primary, right?
Right. I think it's just like a showcase type of thing. I don't think there's any delegates involved, right?
Yeah, there's delegates.
There are delegates?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Every state has delegates. I'm not sure. It's not a lot. This is one of the reasons that the Democrats are not even honoring the, Iowa First idea.
No, they're going to South Carolina.
They're
going
to go to, that's right. They're going to go to South Carolina.
And to clinch the nomination, I think the person to be nominated has to clinch 1,100 delegates or something like that?
It's about 1,200 or so. I'm not sure exactly how many it is. You got to get 51%, just over 50%
right.
of them. The Iowa governor, her name is Kim Reynolds, and she is backing DeSantis. She said that... The results in Iowa will be bad for Donald Trump if the former president does not secure over 50% of the vote. It would be a letdown, apparently. But, I mean, if he gets, let's say, 49%, and the next closest, you know, gets 20%, I don't know. I'd still call that a pretty doggone big margin of victory.
No, it sure is. I mean, you know, the thing is that, you know, to me, and like I said, hypothetically, you know, I the dream team would have been Trump and DeSantis. You know, with Trump getting the presidency this time, Ron DeSantis getting the presidency the next time for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
This way we could control, the White House for 12 years, you know?
Yeah. By the way,
I mean, that's the dream team.
Gotcha. Speaking of dream team, apparently Donald Trump knows who he wants for his vice president. He dropped a hint. He was being interviewed on Fox News.
Right. I mean.
And he said,
"He said,
he said, I already know who it is." And he said, "I'm not going to say right now." He said, "Maybe in a later show." So he knows who he wants. Now the question is, who is it? I think, if I were betting, I think it's going to be the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, or whatever.
Kristi Noem.
Yeah, I think it's going to be her.
Well,
I would bet big money. That's who it is.
I think he should wait until he gets the nomination, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, of course. He's not, I mean...
I wouldn't, you never know, you know, but yeah. You never know with Donald Trump, you know.
No, you don't. He likes to leave things out there, though, so that people can talk about it.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Right. Now, he's one of those people that does that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking about the Georgia prosecutor there,
Fannie Willis.
When I was in a band back in, 2017, 2018 there?
A band?
I was in a band, a musical band, right?
Right.
It was called Kaleidoscope, you know, and we were playing all over.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guitar player in our band, diehard Democrat, his sister is a big wheel in New York City, someplace, a big Democratic person.
Okay.
And he was telling me his term is ended, he's going to be prosecuted with all these... charges. Mm-hmm. The Democrats were doing this, planning this way ahead. 2017, 2018, and 19.
Sure. They were looking already, no question about it. Well, I mean, they impeached him.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, the American people have got to see what's really been going on. That they already started a process. They already started to thinking of charges that they could bring him on.
Correct.
Now, what kind of a political party does that in the United States?
No question about it.
Except the Democratic Communist Party. And all these Democrats have coerced and did this collusion against Donald Trump all these years.
Well, they're trying to keep him off the ballot now, as you know.
Right, with that 14th Amendment and everything.
They're going after him, trying to get, they're behind all this... A lot of these pushes to keep them off state ballots. Everybody, I can see that.
I would love to see Trump become president again. And I want to see what the Democrats are going to do then. They got to be, you know, if he gets elected, they got to be squirming in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I was the attorney general then, nominated by President Trump, I'd go after these people and bring him up on charges for collusion and trying to overthrow our government.
Yeah, it's hard to... Go ahead.
For treason.
Who would you bring up for treason specifically?
Every one of those Democrats, starting with the Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, all these people that have tried to do... And whoever... The big money trying to get rid of Trump. as a president, as a duly elected president.
They will all hide behind all kinds of things. It would be hard to, you know, bring them out of the weeds. And I think you know, we have a better shot. Not we, but the Republicans might have a better shot at going after, you know, either, well, in this case, let's say Joe Biden for treason. And for taking loads of money, you know, from foreign countries, filtered through all of these corporations that have been set up for his family. You know, there I think you can have a legitimate case.
I think they should be brought up for voter interference.
Yeah,
right. Rigging an election. Well, trying to rig an election.
You're telling they're trying to get somebody's name off the ballot in certain states.
Okay, but who in particular? See, you can't generally say I'm going to go after them. Let's be honest. You got to, you know, who is it? Who's behind it? If you're going to do that, you're going to have to actually get down and figure out who is it that's running the show. In
you
got to
go after the head of the snake. Go after the head of the snake.
That's why I say if you go after Joe Biden, you know. You got plenty of reason to go after Joe Biden.
But somebody has to answer for trying to destroy this country and trying to turn it into a communist nation. Somebody has got to answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just the best, can't the best allow this to happen.
The best tonic is to get them, vote them out of office. And
right
not,
now.
Not let them,
get them out of office.
And not let them get close to the White House again. Or to Capitol Hill. That's the way to do it. You have to have an informed electorate. And let's be honest, over the generations, it seems like we are having people that are less and less aware of what our country is supposed to be all about. You know, they've forgotten the idea behind the founding of our country. It was to escape a centralized government. It was to escape a king, a monarchy, a one-man ruling a situation and allow. This is why they intentionally made the states stronger than the federal government. The power of the states was to sue.
But now we have a dictatorship. One-party rule in Washington.
Well, one-party rule because we vote them in, but we have a dictatorship in the sense that Joe Biden uses his executive authority unconstitutionally, in my opinion, you know, to cancel student loans and to unsecure the border, and he ignores the laws that are on the books. That to me is where, you know, where you can go after him.
Well, you know, the thing is that these people, yes, they got elected, but how did they get elected? They went through the courts. Instead of going through the legislatures, the Democrats went through the courts to get all these Democratic judges who are in cahoots with the Democratic Party, because let's face it, they're appointed by the Democrats.
Well, if they were appointed by Democrats, I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate with you. If they're appointed by Democrats, it means that the Democrats were in a position to appoint. So
that's right.
So that's how that works. When Trump was president, he appointed three Supreme Court justices, and he helped turn the court into a conservative vehicle, which to many of us was maybe one of the most important things that he did as president. But when you get down to the states, you know, the governors make these appointments, et cetera, and if the governor is a liberal Democrat, you know what you're going to get on the bench. You're going to get a liberal Democrat. That's the way it works.
You're right, but you see, the thing is, they've gone way far left. You know, the Democratic Party used to be called the Loyal Opposition way back when. Not today, and I think it started like maybe back in the 60s when, you know, our generation has really, you know, took hold of the country, you know, legislative-wise and everything, and has really screwed it up. I mean, with our liberal ways of living, mm-hmm. and teaching these students.
The best.
This all started back in the 60s.
Sure. And this is why the best tonic, in my humble opinion, vote them out. It's always a pleasure to have you. Stay warm. Stay inside. Be careful up there with all that snow falling down on you, Angelo. And we always appreciate talking with you.
I appreciate it. We got the Buffalo Bills playing today at 4:30.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You're going to be rooting for them, right?
Absolutely.
Angelo, did you grab a shovel and get $20 an hour to go out there and shovel the snow or what?
You're going to make some money outside.
No way in hell I was going to go drive off the Buffalo to shovel snow. I can't even shovel it over here.
Enjoy the game.
Thank you, guys. You guys are cold down there, too, isn't
it? Yeah, it's cold down. Absolutely, yeah.
It's 50.
Yeah, it's 50 degrees. I'm shuddering.
Oh, man.
I'm shivering just thinking about
it. I play golf when it's 50 degrees.
Okay. It's 50 and raining. The whole week is ruined.
Okay. Thanks again, Angelo.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Okay.
Hey, there was a meme out there. I got to tell you, the meme is when a short little movie, and this lady was up in Buffalo, and her car has just got a huge bank of snow on it. With every shovelful she's pulling it, she says, no earthquakes, no hurricanes, no alligators. No earthquakes, no hurricanes, no alligators.
That's the way to be. Always look on the bright side. Okay, let's take our break. Hey, when we come back, among other things, guess which state has lost the most people in 2023? You may be surprised at the answer.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years. And two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so please call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. It's Martin Luther King Day today, January 15th, and I want to remind you that following Freedom Works, we are going to have a four-hour tribute to Martin Luther King. Bishop Al Baldwin will be here to host that program, so please stay tuned. Stay tuned for it, starting at 11 a.m., or 11:05, I guess it technically will be, in just a little while. In the meantime, guess which state is now lost the most people in 2023? Ed, you want to take a gander at which state in our country? You may be surprised.
Well, if you can say I'm surprised, then it wouldn't be the winner. The winner wouldn't be Gavin Newsom's state, California.
Know, okay, it is not California. A new study has found, and by the way, this is you know who did the study? United Van Lines. They ought to know.
The moving company.
Yeah, the moving company. They have found that New Jersey lost more residents than any other state in 2023. Not only that, they lost more residents in 2022, apparently, as well. High taxes, apparently, were the primary driver behind New Jersey's net out migration. In fact, it says here, this is actually the sixth consecutive year that that New Jersey was number one. According to the study, 65% of the total moves happening in New Jersey in 2023 were out of the state. 65% of the moves were out of the state.
I mean, I guess it's...
That means 35%, only 35% of the people that moved from one place to another stayed in New Jersey.
On a good note, I guess there's plenty of housing available.
It must be. Rounding out the top five, by the way, were North Dakota, New York, yeah, Michigan, and Illinois. Illinois took second place. So there you go. Illinois and New Jersey.
You know, between New York and Illinois, I mean, the problems that are going on up there.
Yeah, and New Jersey.
One after another between the
high taxes.
The looting.
All the trouble in the big cities.
The looting, the marches and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's bad. All right, before we get to our top 10, we have a good one, by the way. Ed, we've got our beloved Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs tonight.
By the way, you were talking about the United Van Lines, the moving company.
Yeah.
They took that poll after last night. They were busy last night moving Dallas Cowboy players.
The Green Bay Packers. I was kind of rooting for the Packers wallop to the Dallas Cowboys.
I put up a thing on Facebook. I said it turns. Everybody was complaining about Texans being invaded by illegal aliens. Turns out it was just the Green Bay Packers.
Shout out to my daughter, who lives in Appleton, Wisconsin. Is a huge Green Bay Packer fan.
Yeah, I love Appleton.
I texted them. They were so ecstatic. This was during the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell me about the game tonight with the Bucs.
So the early game is going to be Buffalo. And
who is Buffalo
the
playing?
Steelers are going to Buffalo.
Okay. That game was postponed.
Yes.
They
still haven't dug it out yet. So hopefully they'll dig out the snow.
Yeah.
Is that you again?
Is that me?
Yep. Once they dig out the snow there, they'll be fine. But the Bucs game will be at 8 o'clock tonight. They'll be at home tonight.
I guess 8
a little bit of
tonight.
Rain tonight. So.
And they're playing?
Yeah, they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles.
And they're playing the Eagles. Are they favored to beat the Eagles?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
All right.
I think they're Eagles plus two, I think.
Okay. Well, we got to get into our top 10.
Yep.
And these are the top 10 best diets of 2024. A U.S. News and World Report has come out with these diets. And without further ado, here we go. The number 10. The number 10 best diet of 2024 is the vegan diet. Those on a vegan diet eat only plant-based foods like fruits, vegetables, grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. It excludes all animal products. And it excludes dairy, eggs, and honey as well. I don't think I'd like that one.
I just eat cardboard.
God. Number 9. It's called the TLC diet. You ever hear of that one? Therapeutic Lifestyle for Changes diet. That's what the TLC stands for. Designed to control hypercholesterolemia.
Yeah.
Okay?
Go with that.
Yeah, right. Beneficial for heart health due to its focus on reducing saturated fats and cholesterol. Number 8. Dr. Wiles. Anti-inflammatory diet. Sounds like one of those medicine men, you know, with a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Designed by Dr. Andrew Weil, this diet plan is designed to reduce and prevent inflammation. It emphasizes unprocessed foods, including lean proteins, healthy fats, and fruits and vegetables. Number 7. The volumetrics diet. This diet allows for the consumption of all foods, but calls for larger quantities of low-calorie healthy meals to curb your hunger. It's also easy to follow as it does not involve strict rules or restrictions. So there you go. Number 6. Weight Watchers. That's been around for a while. Launched in the 60s, Weight Watchers is a points-based membership meal plan designed to aid in weight loss, focused on lasting weight loss through behavior change.
That's the one Oprah owns, I think, isn't it?
It might be.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Number 5. It's called the Flexitarian diet. For those who want to add more plant-based foods to their diet without fully committing to a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle. Number 4. The Mayo Clinic diet. Designed by Mayo Clinic, this 12-week diet program follows a food pyramid with an emphasis on fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Number 3. The Mind diet. In other words, Mediterranean intervention for neurodegenerative delay diet. How's that one for an interesting diet? It's a hybrid of the DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet. This diet is gaining in popularity as it may help to benefit brain health and potentially reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Let's send that to Joe Biden. Number two, the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop hypertension diet, designed by the U.S.-based National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, helps lower blood pressure and promotes overall health. Well-balanced diet, emphasis on increasing fruit and vegetable intake, along with whole foods. All right, and number one.
I got it.
Go ahead, what do you think?
The seafood diet.
The seafood diet, okay.
Seafood, eat it.
It's the Mediterranean diet is number one. The Mediterranean diet, which focuses on healthy fats, fruits, and whole grain vegetables, nuts, seeds, and beans, has topped the list for the seventh consecutive year. Emphasis on whole foods and considerable health benefits has contributed to its popularity. So there you go. By the way, it's also easy to follow, may reduce the risk of chronic disease, like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. All right, thanks so much. Remember, Bishop Al Baldwin coming up with the tribute to Martin Luther King. In the meantime, remember, we'll be back Wednesday. Freedom Works.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.